Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos Shiur, and we are continuing the halachas of Lisha, and we are still going through all the different halachas, different details about the issur halacha of Lisha before we get to the practical applications. The Ramah, like we spoke about in last year, paskins that we have to be machmir, that's osam in our Torah, to add the liquid to the flour because of issur Lisha. It's not only when you mix it. Even just adding water to the flour, there's an issur deraisa of Losh. And therefore, you can't do it on Shabbos because there's no shinui gomor possible when adding water to the flour. Because the shinui that Chazal gave is to change the order. Changing the order doesn't work when it comes to a deraisa. It's not enough of a shinui to change the process enough to help you for a deraisa. But there are two exceptions where we will be makel and say not like the Ramah. Because the Ramah is only a chumrah that were machmir that's awesome in our Torah to add the water to the flour. But there'll be two examples. We'll go like the Iker Halacha, which is that only mixing is the Issur Deraisa, not adding liquid to the flour. What will be the two examples? One example would be in a case where you cannot make it before Shabbos. Let's see a certain food that if you make it before Shabbos, it won't taste good. It won't taste good if you do it before Shabbos. So you have to do it on Shabbos. In such a case, we'll be makel and hold it's only Osur Midrabanan to add the liquid to the mixture. And only the mixing part is Osur Midrabanan. And therefore, we allow you to do it by doing a small shinui in the adding the liquid, by changing the order of the liquid or the solid, changing which order you put it in, and then doing a shinui gomor in the mixing. Another example we would do makel to do this would be by feeding a child. Sometimes feeding a child is very important. You need the child when you eat anything else, and you have nothing that you have ready. So then you could prepare food for a child by we're doing a small shinui for the beginning and a bigger shinui for the mixing. And even though that the Ramah is machmer, that might be also the Raisa, but for a tinuk, for a child, we will be makel. Now, this is only true in a case where adding the liquid to the flour is only osur because of a chumrah, osur raisa or the chumrah. But there are some times that everyone will agree that adding liquid to the mixture will be losh the Raisa, and will agree. And that is by a case where if when you add the water, it automatically, immediately, instantly turns into a dough, then the halacha is a kuli amma, that's an issur losh, just by adding the water to the flour. The example the person gives it are, one example is instant potatoes. Instant is powdered potatoes. The instant you add the water to it, you don't have to mix it. It turns into a mush, like a mashed potato. Another example is certain type of instant oatmeals. Just adding the water without mixing it, letting it sit there for a few seconds will turn into a mush, turn into a dough, and that will be a problem of losh on Shabbos, even without mixing it. A third example, a certain type of puddings, they say, they're just adding on the liquid will make it alone into a dough. So those cases, l'kuli amma, you'd have to have a shinui gomor. It's impossible to have a shinui gomor in the b'shas asinas mayim, when you're putting the water. Therefore, those things, you would not be able to make on Shabbos, because there's an issur losh on those things. The oatmeal might be a problem of bishul as well. You'd have to handle it, talking about kli shlishi, kli revi, if you make on that. But in any case, there would be an issur of losh, as long as it's a blila of a thick mixture, there'll be issur losh, because a lot of times in instant oatmeal, just adding the water itself will make it into a mess, even without mixing it.